الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I have recited in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the purpose that we have come in this world. He says, we have created man and jinn for one purpose, and that is ibadat. Now we have to understand what's the meaning of ibadat. Ibadat does not mean just merely to sit in a masjid, or just to read the Quran, or just a few ritual acts. But ibadat means the complete way of life, whether it deals with your devotion, whether it deals with your businesses, whether it deals with your nikahs, marriages, whether it deals with a social life, whether it deals with a private life, no matter what it may be, it must be all devolved in Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll notice that namaz is a very great ibadat. But if someone has to read namaz in the prohibited time, just to keep yourself happy, you do it, then that namaz will not be accepted, but it will be a sin. So one side is a very great ibadat, but do it at a time when he tells you to do it. To make namaz qaza is a very big sin, without any valid reasons. But we all know that those people who underwent for Hajj, when they go to Muzdalifah from Arafat, they have been told not to read the Maghrib namaz in Arafat. Now no man will begin to think, why must we read the day in namaz? All the time we read on time. What's the reason for us now today that we must delay? We won't ask those questions. It's because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us to do it, we do that. Yet when you go to Muzdalifah from Arafat, when you reach Muzdalifah, the time of Maghrib expires. And there we read as Maghrib and Isha together to show us this much, that this is how I want you to do it, not what you want to do. So one side we have been told to read namaz in time, another side in time, Saraj, he said, let's read namaz this way, at this occasion. So we'll read namaz in the way how he wants us to read. To keep fast is a very great ibadat, it's a closer of Allah Ta'ala. Every ibadat is very great, but fast got its own speciality. The closeness that a person gets in fasting is something beyond. That is, if he knows how to keep fast. Fast has its conditions. Like a person keep fast because it's a very great ibadat also. One begins to think that why must I keep my fast till iftar, the time of iftar? Let me extend my time and little Isha to break my fast. That too Allah Ta'ala does not like. He likes what He wants, you want, you must do what He wants you to do. So one ibadat which you like should not be left out. What He likes, you must do that. On the other side, if you think a person will keep fast on the day of Eid, no matter how great he may be, no matter how pious he may be, no one would take him as a pious person, because on the day of Eid, you are the mehman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's been haram for you to keep fast. So on the one side, we know the fasting is very great ibadat. Another side, we've been told that when it becomes great. However, these ibadats have been shown to show that Islam is a way of life, complete way of life. Your business must be according to Islam. Your devotion must be according to Islam. Your marriage life must be completely according to Islam. Your nikahs must be according to Islam. Everything must be according to Islam. Then you call it ibadat, otherwise don't call it ibadat. So man is 24 hours in ibadat all the time. Allah Ta'ala created the whole world. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. This whole world is created for you. Make maximum benefit of the one. The sun is also for you. The moon is for you too. The seas are for you. The skies are for you too. Everything Allah Ta'ala gave it to serve you. The whole world is to serve you, but you have to learn, you have to serve Allah. Everything is serving to you. But we have to serve Allah. Allah said, I've created you to serve me. The creation, everything that in this world, the animals, everything that has been created for you to benefit from it. But you are created for me. There's nothing else. So in other words, you have to know this, mother, that everything that you do in this world must be for His pleasure and nothing else. It must not be that a person did namaz because he's going through some difficulty and hardships. And the time when his difficulty and hardships subside and goes away, then he feels now that at the end of the day, now I'll not go back to namaz. Then he read namaz not for the sake of the pleasure of Allah, but he says for the sake of some purpose. And once he got that purpose fulfilled, then he leaves out the salah, then that is not what Allah wants. Many people today go to the masajids, not for the pleasure of Allah. We're supposed to go to masajid for one purpose, and that is to make the ziyarat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we only know that a person going to the masjid to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then every step that he's going through the masjid will be very, very blessing, because his intention is so good. He's going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person goes with another intention, because I'm very, very sick, the doctor says you're going to go any time, so now let me at least go to the masjid and cry. That the time it is cured, day after he leaves the masjid, so what kind of prayer, what kind of relationship will have with Allah Ta'ala? Today our relationship with Allah Ta'ala is not strong enough. We don't have devotion in us. We don't have yaqeen on us. Allah said to us, you do your work, I do my work. You do your work with you, keep me happy, and I will keep you more than happy than you. Today we are going through all kind of difficulties merely because of this, that we are not prepared to keep Allah happy. We are not prepared to forget our desires and to fulfill the desire of Allah. Month of Ramadan was for that, to teach us a very great lesson. What a great month it was. In a very short period of time, it flew just like that. And what we cannot thank Allah. Can we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how nice, how quickly everything went without any difficulties, and how kind He was in every way? He only told us few things to do, only that we have to do to keep Him happy. How many of us have kept Him happy? It's a month of sabr, teaching us a very important thing. The greatest gift a person can have is sabr. Tolerance is the biggest, greatest quality. Today we don't have sabr in us. We don't have tolerance in us. The month of Ramadan was to teach us that quality, or bring that quality in you, that you bring about tolerance. How Allah Ta'ala tolerate us. We go against His commands. We keep Him unhappy. But He does not close our rosy to us. He does not put out any sickness to. That's Allah. We must make sabr also. And overlook a lot of shortcoming from others who would cause harm to us. So what a month of generosity. How much of kindness we showed to people. How much of generosity we showed to people. How much of love we showed to people. How much overlooked, how much of their shortcomings. It was only not for the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan was just a few days Allah gave us to bring about that quality in us, the bond that we lost with Allah. The relationship with Allah to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that bond and quality must come back into us to become very strong to that level that after Ramadan you become even more closer and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person after Ramadan does not become more closer and dear to Allah ta'ala, he is most unfortunate. This month of Ramadan, the other nations were praying for this Ramadan. They decide how nice that Ramadan was with us. This Ramadan is only for us. Allah Ta'ala wants to show us that the love that He has for us, but He wants us to bring back that bond. Unfortunately, now Ramadan is going. Many people may be happy also. Some may be thinking it was a burden for us. It must not be like that. If it's so, make tawbah, istighfar. But it is something to that, it has to go. But it did not go. It came full and went empty. It brought about so much of barakat in our lives. It brought about so much of rahmat in our lives. People would not read namaz at all. They were forced in the masajid. People would not open the Quran at all. They opened the Quran daily, they read the Quran. Those people who thought you not come to the masjid, they were coming to the masajid. They were so frequent in the masjid. All the time reading salah, reading the Quran, making all kind of istighfar. That was their condition to teach us a lesson, do not look down at anyone. Today you are in this condition, tomorrow Allah can change you. You look at so many people who are so bad. The condition was very, very bad before Ramadan. They become so close to Allah Ta'ala. When you look at them in the masjid, you become surprised how this man has come to masjid. But it teaches you a lesson that that man, how Allah brought him, Allah Ta'ala can take you away from masjid. Masjid, you must know something. Everything happens. Qadam utte hai, uthai nahi jaate. Qadam utte hai, that means Allah Ta'ala lifts your legs. If you went to the masjid, it's not you went, He took you to the masjid because He loves you. How did you appreciate that? If you only know the appreciation of when you go to the masjid, you did not go there. Many people outside the masjid there, they haven't allowed to go inside too. He allowed you to come in. How much you thank Allah for that? How much you thank Allah Ta'ala for that? There was a person, he was going to the masjid. When he's going to the masjid, he went with his boss. So his boss to make him carry, you know, the boss can make carry his goods. To the time of salah, he told his boss, now my salah time, I'm going to the masjid. So the boss, instead of going to the masjid, he says, you make it fast now, read the namaz, make it fast. Although he's a Muslim. Two Muslims now, one not allowed to go to masjid and one is going to the masjid. The boss said, make sure that you come back quickly. However, he went to the masjid to read the salah. While he finished salah, he was a bit delayed a little bit. The boss is screaming from outside, why don't you come out quickly? He said, what must I do? He does not want me to come out. Say, what do you mean he does not want to come out? The one who does not want to allow you to come in, he does not want to come out of the masjid. So remember one thing, that whatever is happening good to you, is not what you are doing, is what he is allowing you to do. So if he is allowing you to do, then you must understand that must have the fear also that he can take it away from you too. So the more dear and clear to Allah Ta'ala, the more you become more conscious of Allah. And in the month of Ramadan, the greatest thing that must have come into our lives, the quality that one has to come into life, with Allah Ta'ala say, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Have taqwa. Taqwa is the most important thing. Taqwa means to fear of Allah. Taqwa means to conscious of Allah. The month of Ramadan is to bring that condition in you, that every move that you make, the concern that you have that you should not wake up with fitr namaz, now you woke up with tahajjud namaz, you make sure you that tahajjud namaz, who gave you the tawfiq of making tahajjud namaz? When he gave you the tawfiq of making tahajjud namaz, when the month of Ramadan goes away, how do you show appreciation to him now? Now is the time for appreciation. Do you know something? You came to the Eidgah. This Eidgah is just the name of Eidgah. When you come into us from Eidgah, the farishtas are welcoming you. You already know how the farishtas are welcoming you. Everyone, with his intention to come in, the black, the white, everyone is coming. The different, they're no different at all here. The rich is there, the poor is there, everyone is missed here. To teach us that, inna akramakum inda Allah yatqakum. The most honored person in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, inna akramakum yatqakum, is that person who is most God-fearing and God-conscious. Allah Ta'ala does not look at color. Allah does not look at money. Allah does not look at status. Allah Ta'ala look at Allah taqwa. The fear of Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, we are among the crowd here. Many people who should be very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah Ta'ala says when they come to the Eidgah, when you finish the Eidgah, and when you meet everyone, you must meet those people who you not meet at all. The most fearing part in the month of Ramadan is the three things Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed on. We know it so well. How important did we show to that? Do you know something? If our mothers curse us, we get fear. We get fear this much, that person, while our mothers are cursing us, we say, Mom, this mustn't curse us at all. We say, you know, we're fearing the curse of mother. Who is more dearer than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yet we know he cursed three types of people. We know very well that hadith, but how many of us, many of us, know very well, Ramadan goes, and if the mother does not serve the parents, does not serve the parents, Allah's curse on that. And you must know the curse of the Nabi must come through, because when Allah speaks, when Rasulullah speaks, it's like Allah speaking. When Rasulullah curses, it's like Allah cursing. So how important it is that if we have caused any harm to our mothers, because many people in our society today, they're doing a lot of charity work, they're doing a lot of good deeds and all, but unfortunately, sad to say, they do not have any good relationship with the mothers and fathers. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah? They wake up on a Shab-e-Barat night. They're making ibadat all the night, but they fail to realize that person whom on that night, if he does not ask forgiveness to his parents, do not become neither not Muslim, that just call a Mother's Day and Father's Day, that we give them the best of that day, and then after that, end of the day. It must not be that. Love, one thing, Ramadan showed us love. Ramadan showed us generosity. Ramadan showed us kindness. Ramadan showed us the greatest quality not to have in us is pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance is the cause of all the harms in this world. And my dear friends, one of the worst things in the month of Ramadan which took place now in many homes is anger. Anger has broke many marriages. My dear friends, do not get angry. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our marriages today are going to the rocks because of this one bad quality, that's anger. That's when the Sahaba, when he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice. He did not say anything as La taghdab, do not get angry, because anger is the cause of all the harms what is ever taking place in this world. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala that the day of Eid today, a day of rejoicing. Rejoicing does not mean to go to the wrong places. Rejoicing does not mean to commit sins. Rejoicing does not mean that you must forget your salah now. Because rejoicing is, you are a meman of who? Allah Ta'ala. If you are a meman of Allah, then try your level best to how I must keep him happy. He kept me happy in Ramadan. I must keep him more happy. And the only way is to keep him happy is whatever you do, do not commit a sin. The greatest thing a person can have is to have hate for sins and love for doing good deeds. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and hidayah to follow whatever I've said. And Allah Ta'ala must give us the tawfiq of keeping from all harams. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.